Some of the gifts that made Svanholm so memorable on stage also made him a superb leader singer. Imaginative characterization, a broad dynamic range, and an impressive palette of vocal colors. Again, opera critic Fred Calland.
He was sensitive. I mean, he knew, you could tell this by his Lohengrin, Tannhäuser, he knew where opera took place. It takes place in the audience. And your skill as an artist is to evoke it there, not feel it yourself.
Svanholm's skill as an actor is vividly present in the song he chose to end the first half of his recital, Schubert's Erlkönig, who rides so late through night and wind, a father with his child. Svanholm sets up immediately the eerie atmosphere of Goethe's ballad. He uses a kind of white tone without vibrato for the demonic Earl King, who entices, then threatens the boy. His father cannot protect him. At the end of the poem, the child is dead in his father's arms.
Oh.